Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to what I hope will be the new home of the Court of Public Opinion. We have a channel at YouTube if you want to hear some of our audio and our topics that we discuss. I formerly worked at WGIV at 103.3 FM, and since I've been trying to get back on an independent radio, I've had a channel here for several years, but I really didn't want to go back to radio, but I can't think of a more important time to be salt and light right now on topics I think are matter to those who care to discuss it, because it seems like any of these really tough topics come up, you got all kinds of people going different directions with it. But the point is, for those who don't understand this topic, they need to. It's pretty intimidating to be confronted with a situation. If you've never encountered topics or situations that involve this topic, when we talk about anal sex, and when you talk about this topic, it brings up a number of emotions for women. Now, for men, I'm pretty sure I can't speak for them because I'm not a man, okay? I can only speak from a woman's perspective. But I have a lot of problems with this topic for several reasons. Because I think there are a lot of people are in situations that either knowingly or unknowingly don't understand it. Okay, so let me leave it there. Because many of you who have dated or never encountered these kind of problems within a relationship or within your community or your society don't understand the extent of this problem. And I'm going to tell you there's a few points to this. I have to change the name just to protect the people in it, okay? It's a 25-year-old girl who really likes a guy, and he asked her to have anal sex. Or maybe he didn't even ask her. Let's just assume right now he date-raped her. That can easily happen in these situations. That's why I think you have to divide this topic up. You got to get serious. If you're really Christian, you're gonna, and you care about your children, you need to know what's going on inside the bedroom and what happens when your kids are going out, okay? Because there are a lot of things parents don't know. They don't pay attention. And if they're upset about this topic, they should be. But they should be upset and do something to change it. I was listening to Activist Mommy on Coach Dave's live show. Activist Mommy right now has made big news. In fact, she's getting calls to do a nighttime interview. I'm not quite sure which news channel it is that wants to interview her. I'm pretty sure it's a national news story right now about Teen Vogue. And I have like five different pages. I separate all my pages so I can stay, keep people separated for reasons. But when it all comes down to it, and I look at what we're trying to put together, it all comes down to this. If we aren't kind of like looking out for our, well, I don't know about friends or family, but just looking out for one another. I served in uniform, so that's kind of what we do. We're always looking out saying, okay, we see this coming. This is like a landmine for a lot of people. And I was listening to Charles Stanley about the landmines in life, okay? This is one of those. Because I don't think a lot of people really want to be forced into trying to talk about it, but you are. As long as you have topics like on kids coming out in the closet, things that I never heard of when I was in high school. So I have to go based on what I understand. But I also have to be able to relate to that 15-year-old or 16-year-old. And the problem is, if we don't engage our family and we don't engage people, we're going to be running away from this topic just like really what's happened in the past. And when you run away from this topic, what happens is you're not prepared to answer the question. You're not prepared to have an answer, okay? And that's exactly what people are going to start doing. They're going to put you in some situations where they're going to challenge you. So I would be equipped with the facts. And you have to do your own homework. And that goes into the topic about algorithms. I didn't really know a little bit about this topic. Let me say this, though. When you can gauge the misery index and people are upset, this is the time when, honestly, if you look at what's been going on the last couple months since the election, it is all about more about algorithms than anything else. It's not just about fake news. It's about taking the temperature, what upsets the people. That is actually clickbait. And a lot of you know that because all you have to do is put a title on a news story and it's clickbait. And the trolls, have been flocking to these channels, you know what we're talking about. But it is clickbait, because if we talk about things that actually matter, believe it or not, I don't get that much reaction. But this is the one topic that is getting a reaction. And that's why I really like what Activist Mommy's doing. And actually, I think I'm on the same page with her, because I think the feminist movement has wrecked more lives. I'm just going to tell you what I think, because it has. It's wrecked dreams. It's wrecked hopes for good relationships. I can tell you, growing up around a lot of feminist women who, you know, they were encouraging us to get abortions. They were encouraging us. It was never about, well, are you going to date that nice Christian man? That was not about that. Or else I would have married that guy. I would have married that guy in high school because I was dating a really solid Christian man. So it's wrecked my hopes and dreams. And I'm 46 years old, and I'll be 47. It wrecked my hopes and dreams because I could never go back and change what was already done. And, you know, if you grow up a Christian and you grow up in your race, you cannot test the waters. Let me just say this. If you go out and test the waters, you're going to get eaten alive. And I know Christians out there, they think that they can figure this one out. And let me say you, if you're too busy fighting with one another, you're simply not sharpening each other. You're either on each other's side or you're not. And there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about, do not cause each other strife. Do not be a stumbling block to one another. And all you guys are just doing is picking a fight with one another, picking each other's faith walk together. That is not Christ-like, okay? We have had this discussion. I've had people come say, you're just not simply being Christ-like. I'm going to tell you, it's not Christ-like to sit around and wait for the next shoe to drop. And I have talked to friends, family, as I'm warning you, if you don't say something, this could be a disaster. What is Christ-like? It's warning your friends and family, this is what's up, okay? I can't sit here and tell you I'm never going to be perfect. The whole thing is I've had to outgrow a lie. I mean, I was in complete rebellion for a while. You know, I got tattoos. I did things I would never have done. You know, and that's how I know I was in rebellion, because that's exactly what I know rebellion is, things I would never have done if I wasn't in rebellion. When I talk about these topics, I know we talk about a lot of these really tough issues at the Court of Public Opinion. And if you can't find me, go look to my Vimeo channel, Planet Radio, or go to Radio Outpost at YouTube. And I've been trying to consolidate a lot of stuff, so I think I got some of my subscribers like wondering what is going on, but I kind of warned them that there were going to be some changes this summer till we find out what works. So coming back to radio, the one thing I did not want to lose sight of when I took this break, because I had surgery a little less than a year ago, and it's been a climb ever since, is that I wanted to stay up on the topics. Now, was I completely in my right place? Not really, because I have been going through a lot of ups and downs since my surgery, so I'm not sure. I'm just trying to feel my way out. But when this topic came up, I realized that's the topic. Because if any one of you have ever had an encounter with somebody in your, I want to share my story. I was date raped at 25 years old, and I was sodomized. And I have a problem with what the Vogue magazine is doing. I have a real problem with that because I grew up in a neighborhood where that didn't happen. So when they talk about this topic about Vogue magazine, and I'm sharing my heart because I don't think I've ever publicly said anything like this to anybody, but I was date raped that way. So I have a real problem when I listen to people attack me about something like this. This is so serious. You don't want your kids conditioned believing that the world is a rosy place, but you definitely don't want to be setting them up to be assaulted this way either. So you as a parent have a responsibility to protect your kids and talk to them about this. Or at least, if you're not comfortable with that, at least start showing up at these events. Start speaking up for kids. Because I have to tell you, your kids are watching everything you're doing. And they're paying close attention to what you're not doing. It's not always what you say, it's what you don't say. That's the difference. Because one thing, I was fortunate that my dad was Christian, and he really tried to guide me during this period of my life. And I really wanted a date, but I was out of the dating I was out of the dating thing. The last time I had dated was really when I was coming out of the Army. And when I was approached this way, I have to tell you, I did not see it coming. And let me tell you, it's left me with a lot of questions and confusing, a lot of confusion. And it's probably messed up most of what I believe could have been a normal life, a normal dating life, that is. In fact, I probably encountered more problems with people since. And everybody's like, well, you know, because I was a pretty well-liked kid. I was a very well-liked. Anybody that ever talked to me, I was very difficult with everybody, everybody. And when I remember thinking to myself, I'm going to have to get used to this treatment. I actually started to believe that this date rape was normal, because I never knew what it was to have a normal relationship with a man at that point. And I had experienced that. That's been my reality. I mean, I was a domestic violence victim after that, and I even had women's shelters that would shut their door on me. So, and I'm a Christian. So I need to talk about it because I know how serious that issue is. Now, whether anybody returns phone calls and emails, I've talked to several people about what it's like to be assaulted this way. I don't know if there's any greater assault on somebody than violating them this way. It's a total violation to be assaulted that way. Now, when I look at what Teen Vogue is doing, they're not doing anyone any good. They're not helping people. Just because they think this topic is important to them doesn't mean they can't simply appreciate. But maybe it's provoked this. I don't know what goes on in the mind of an editor of a magazine. But I bought those teen magazines. I bought the Bop magazine. I mean, anyone that knows what I was like when I was 15, 14, I mean, I was always looking for the next edition. As long as it had Ricky Schroeder on it, I bought it. And you know how I am. I was in love with Ricky Schroeder since, I don't know, I was like 5. Anyway, the problem is, I'm not kidding. The problem I have with everything that's going on is that parents, if you care about your kids, you're not going to be leaving them out on the street. You're not going to be, and that includes your brothers and sisters. You have to learn to have a little compassion for one another. We live in some tough times. You know, I was thinking to myself, why are people so hard on each other? Cut each other a break for a change. Some of you are so hard on, I look around me, I can't do this much longer. I can't be around people who are this hard. Now, here's the difference. If you have a relationship with somebody who mutually respects you, who honors you, and wants better for you, and something like that comes up in that conversation, hopefully you respect each other enough to say yes or no to that topic. Because I don't know what happens in a relationship once you cross that line, okay? I mean, I know this is an issue in a lot of couples' relationships today. And they are sexually experimenting with things. But how much experimenting do you do? Okay, so we talk about other topics like masturbation, things like that. Honestly, some people have a preference issue on this. But overall, I know why a lot of people do. To relax, because the stress is so enormous, the pressures are high. And that brings me to talk about the algorithms. I think that's the real bottom line here is algorithms, gauging what's going on. These emotional topics are being brought forth for a reason. I think it is to provoke people. And I'd be very careful not to be easily provoked. I think you have to keep yourself in check. And you don't want to be confused about a topic like this, okay? Do I get angry at people like Vogue? No, I think what they need to do is be a little more sensitive to what's going on in among their listeners and their readers, because many of us have read those magazines. In fact, I grew up on those magazines. My cousin was a 17 model. My other cousin was a Versace model. I was an assistant for Jennifer O'Neill. So I know a little bit about this business. I know about the magazine business, modeling industry. Maybe not directly, but I know it as just somebody who's assisted or been around it. I often say the attention is always on the people that are on those covers, but that's not really what it is. It's you and me as average people, people that work around it or work among people that are seen. So I don't want to be in that situation where, I'm walking down the street and somebody says, you shouldn't have talked about that. Well, I have to tell you, if I didn't say something, I don't know that you would understand the side of the issue. Do I want to make people feel bad? That's not why I'm bringing it up. I think that there are plenty of people, if they're honest with themselves enough, they say there are health risks. There is definitely a risk of disease. I'm very fortunate that I didn't get a disease from this. Because the person that did it, I don't know what kind of past he has, but I'm pretty sure when you're that experienced at that point and doing that, he's probably had some adventures before I ever met him. And me being naive, not aware, and pretty much, I would say, not experienced at all, it made me never want to date again, honestly. And I, after having been through a tough marriage, there are a couple real reasons why some of us stay out of the dating arena. I have no interest in dating. There's just too many violations. But listen, if I had a choice to date today, I would rather them know this part of my life openly and support those people who have been abused, sexually assaulted, or a date rape survivor, you know, or assault survivor. You don't need to live your life in silence. That's one thing. That's one thing. You didn't deserve this. I know that day. I knew I didn't deserve it. It was a question, was I going to have to put up with this kind of behavior, or was I going to have to tolerate it? Because that's what I came to realize. And I came to realize that in order for me to ever get around and get through life, am I going to have to put up with this? I actually remember thinking that. I don't think that's the case at all. And I hope while I'm discussing this is that that doesn't happen to somebody like you. You do not have to make a justification in your mind that this is acceptable behavior. I remember thinking that exact thought, like, is this how life is going to be for me? And I hope it never, ever is for that. Has this topic caused me a lot of stress? Yeah, I've been in distress. But I think that it's because there are a lot of people that are not very respectful of one another. They're not very comforting. They're not sensitive. And I think the reason why so many people have stress today, it's because we live in a world that's not sensitive to one another. And I have to tell you, we got to get this under control. We have to talk about stuff, but we also have to get the flesh under submission. Because these topics, while in the flesh, the carnal man, it's the Spirit of God that has to reside in us to get us through these times. Because if we rely on our own thinking and our flesh, we're going to be doing some things. And Christian or not, when the flesh takes over, I don't know where you end up. You might be doing things. So this, again, reminds me why you're not saved because of anything you did. You're saved by grace. Because if you're relying on your good deeds, if you're relying, oh, yeah, well, I did a good deed today. If you rely on those things today, you're probably not going to be the, quote, best Christian. So anybody that sits there and critiques your actions and behavior, let me say that. That's not going to, well, I agree that you have to live a life being Christ-like. Again, it's what the Lord does in your life. It's putting on the new man and new woman daily. And you have to be suited. You have to be prepared for the battles you face. Because if you're fleshly, you're going to be given in to everything. And you're not going to be able to have a backbone to stand up to this topic. You're not going to be able to confront these issues. So a lot of people say, well, how do you get away from talking about this? Actually, what I did is I opened up to a lot of you because I think if we don't open up and we don't talk about sexual abuse, we don't talk about date raping children or in the situation that kids find themselves in, because I think last year about this time, a friend of mine and I were talking, and this 10-year-old little boy over in the community center we were working at, He raped a 5-year-old girl. So it's obvious it's happening at different ages now where a 10-year-old can do this. I hope that we're not into shaming people because I realize that we got a problem here. And the problem isn't what the victim has been through as much as how do you deal with this when you got a 10-year-old raping a 5-year-old little girl. It says to me that maybe that 10-year-old little boy was sexually molested. That's what it tells me. something's going on here, and he's only acting out what he's been taught. And luckily, for some of those who have kids that are acting out, if you recognize what's going on when a 10-year-old little boy is raping a 5-year-old girl, I pray that all of us are going to deal with this. Because if you don't, you as a teacher or whoever you are, you walk in on some things. Because I have to tell you, it took a while. It's going to take us a while to calm some people down, okay? But I do try to offer some kind of exit, because I have to pray, because I know there's going to be people that are very upset. And they might even shut this off. And I understand why. It's provocative. I'm sorry. This is the stuff that's out there. And if we're not warning you, I have to be responsible for what we're talking about. And that's why I'm going to trust on the Lord that He is trying to get through to so many of you. That this is not a topic that I want to take lightly. Okay? Abusing somebody is abusing somebody. And when people get into situations where they're dating and they want to be able to have trust for one another. If you're not looking out for one another, if you're leaving somebody on the street, you have to look at your behavior, okay? You got to care about this is a human issue more than it's anything else. It's just having compassion for one another. You don't have to like somebody, but somebody might love that person. And you might not care and love that person, but you have a responsibility. If you have a heart for others, you're not going to be doing that to anyone. It doesn't matter. You're not going to be leaving somebody stranded or stuck. And I know a lot of people, that's what I've run into a lot of the circles of friends I've been around. Some people, they just don't care about their friends. They leave them at a bar. And these are the kind of things that's why I don't go to the bars. I worked in them. I don't go to the bars. I don't go anywhere around this because I see what kind of friends I have. They weren't always there looking out for me, okay? Not that they were intentionally doing that, but there was times that I question it, okay? Does that mean we have a lot of friends? Personally, I'm not here to make everybody happy. That's not my job. My concern is I want to be able to get along with as many people as possible. There's going to be times that I know I'm just not going to be able to get along with somebody. It doesn't matter how much I try to point out some things. I found that to be the case a lot. It's not my responsibility to try to appease anybody. That's the problem. That's the reason why so many people won't stick their neck out a little and talk about something this important. And if you go to any churches, I don't really know that they don't want to talk about it. I don't think they know how to. That's my view of it. There's a lot of media outlets. I don't think it's that they don't want to talk about it. I don't think they know how to. I think when it push comes to shove, if something bad happens as a result of that, they have to be adult enough to take responsibility for it too. And that's the case. That's why I really take serious to this. If you send the wrong message, you have to acknowledge that you as an adult or a company, you're facing a liability issue. And then you think about attorneys and et cetera. That's why we have the Court of Public Opinion, because we address a lot of this topics, because there is a liability for a company. If you're going to put stuff out like that, there's a liability. You never know what mom or dad is going to sue these companies and these companies that are provoking this in the public eye. I'm sure they have a lot of attorneys out there. And, in fact, that's probably another topic for another day, but it is a liability. That's why I always say whenever there were companies that would go and, you know, they go through this process. I'm not quite sure the process it is, but in order to be regulated through the FCC, and me personally, I think President Trump needs to go start all over with these companies. He needs to examine what's going on with the companies that are selling and producing items that are harmful to families or harmful to children. That's my personal view of it. And there has to be, I don't know about regulations, but there are safety issues. You know, just like in a movie, they have PG ratings. I really hope that there is some way they get parents of consumer groups or groups that get together, that they start rating the companies and the products they're selling to those out there in the marketplace. Because if we as consumers have one thing we can do, is we can exercise consumer reports and look at what goes on in these products, whether it's sold here in your state, contact your attorney general's office if you have a complaint. file grievance if that company is going too far. They've gone over the line. And I think that's what's going to end up happening with companies like this that keep pushing this issue. People are going to start filing grievances. And that's been my, that's the way I see it. Because if they're pushing a political message and it's being pushed in the wrong direction, what you're going to end up having is family advocacy groups and family groups and faith-based organizations are going to start filing grievances. And you probably haven't even heard about it, but I'm pretty sure many of these church organizations are tired of this. They're tired of being pushed into the situation that they're being pushed into. And what is going to happen? It's almost the school year. I think that's probably the best time to get ahead of this. If you have a problem, file grievance, contact your state attorney general's office. That's my recommendation. Because instead of sitting here stewing it and getting mad at one another, that's how you act. That's why you have the Heritage Foundation. That's why you have the Susan B. Anthony list. I spoke to the Susan B. Anthony list, and most of what the funding, this is the information that no one's talking about. How Planned Parenthood says it's unfair, they get funded, but Susan B. Anthony doesn't. That makes no sense. How is that unfair? Do you know that the difference between Planned Parenthood and Susan B. Anthony are exactly, they're on the same playing field. And when we talk in terms of taxpayer funding and funding, Planned Parenthood gets funded, but Susan B. Anthony doesn't. Susan B. Anthony is a pro-life group. They're on the same playing field, meaning they're at the same caliber. So when I hear that Planned Parenthood says it's unfair, I'm trying to get what you're saying. And that brings us to what we've been talking about, and I just want to bring this up because I think this as a wrap-up, because I started with talking about topics like teen vote. That bothers me. Because if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're in a co-equal relationship and you have respect for one another, you're going to discuss things like this, okay? It's going to come up in your conversation. And if it isn't, I'd have to wonder who your partner is. Because if I've done anything, I've been able to talk to my boyfriend or, you know, about something like that, or a friend or a guy friend about topics about this, because it will come up. And why shouldn't you have a talk about that? Is it over the line to talk about it? Well, hopefully I would use this as your communication tool. Maybe it'll break the ice. Listen, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you care about each other, you have to really recognize that many people probably already had a sex life or engaged in some kind of, I don't know what they call it, extracurricular activities. Some of them call it that. I think you have to have fun with this issue to some degree, but, I mean, when push comes to shove, encouraging that behavior is dangerous because they're not really weighing out the risk. And if we know anything about AIDS research and the sex STDs and issues like that, if you're not talking about that, if that's not a topic in your dating relationship before you have sex, you need to have that talk. If you trust each other enough to be intimate with each other, you better have that talk before. And as an icebreaker, don't listen to everybody what they tell you. You should have that talk. If you're intimate with somebody like that, you need to have a talk. No, you don't need a national story like that on Teen Vogue. And listen, if I was going on Teen Vogue, I'm not looking for anatomy and science lessons, but although I appreciate it, because many of us who study anatomy will study it for the purpose of dating a nice guy, okay? Me, at least I am. When I'm thinking about studying anatomy, I want to know a little bit more, but I don't need it. I don't need Teen Vogue to put a diagram up, but it's just my personal view of it. I don't have anything problem. I don't have a problem with people talking about people's anatomy. I mean, that's why we go and take science classes, okay? It's inspiring, by the way. But, yeah, it's for an organization who I don't think we're ready for it, okay? I'm 46 years old, and I'm not ready for that topic. But it's being forced out there. There's some good and bad for it because, obviously, if there's an agenda being pushed about this topic or people who talk about topics like this, then they're really, really not thinking of the people in this. And maybe that's the whole point. maybe that's why people are upset, because it's not very thoughtful. It's not very considerate to bring up things that might hurt somebody. I don't know what the agenda is behind it, really, personally, but it provokes a lot of people, and I think that's why Activist Mommy is out there, and she's outspoken. And she's not that far from me, so I hope if you're listening to this, I really personally want to talk to her, and first of all, I like her a lot, and I wish there were more women would step up to the plate. I wish there were more people in the church that would step up to the plate and start looking at this and stop sitting around waiting for everybody. I think some of you are in those pews, and you're just itching to find out what to do. I think the problem with the structure of the church is, while there's leadership, it's a vertical church, but it's also horizontal, meaning you're supposed to disciple one another. Church planning is the whole thing that Jesus was planting seeds. Many people go to church because that's probably the best way to keep their kids under control, because at least it gives them a few minutes or some time out and maybe that little time to go to youth study. I don't have a problem with that. I think a lot of people are knocking church. Church is a good place to escape, and, you know, especially if you have kids, you want to be able to bring your kids somewhere where you hope they're safe. But that's another issue. Church is not singled out here. There are a lot of places that are not always, quote, safe. And we've seen that with a lot of the explosive stories about sexual abuse with kids. It's happening in the church, it's happening in school, and it's up to you as a parent or parents group, start to get together. If you care, people care about this topic, they're passionate. They're upset, and you can tell because I'm upset, and I'm not even a parent, but I'm an aunt. And I care very much about my nieces and nephews. And I might know a lot more about this issue than my own sisters, but maybe that's the whole point. Maybe I'm supposed to be the one to kind of focus the education on what's happening to our kids, because I care about what happens to my nephew. I care about when they date a girl, and I care that they like their girlfriends. In fact, I just talked to my nephew's girlfriend. I'm very excited. I'm probably maybe more excited, but I also know there's a downside to dating, and that's why I go into this with my eyes open. I'm realistic, because teen dating's tough. But with my nephew, he's paralyzed in a wheelchair, and one of the things I was telling his girlfriend is that I had been holding this picture since he was 2 years old. In fact, I framed it, and I just talked to her on the phone. I told her, I said, I'd be really excited if you were, you know, his future wife, because I want to give you this frame. I've been waiting. Now you're just like itching to get this frame. I'm like, I just want to give it to you. Just get married. Because at this point, for young couples to get married, I think it's smart. You're saving yourself a lot of grief. Dating, ask any of my friends that have been dating or have dated in their 40s and 50s and you're going on your second marriage. If you have the chance to get married and you love each other at 18 or 20, do it. You're saving yourself a lot of nightmares, because I had a lot of nightmares lately. Dating is hard. It gets harder as you get older. Ask any one of the adults that I know around here, you're like, no. I have to tell you, being 46 and trying this dating thing, I was never nervous. Everybody knows me. I always had a boyfriend, okay? I'm still a little boy crazy, but not as much as I used to be. Being boy crazy, on the other hand, though, I think there's just a lot of innocent young people. It's not that they're naive, they're just vulnerable. I'm vulnerable. When I'm being this vulnerable, I don't know if I come away with it saying, okay, did I do the right thing? I know that I'm speaking to that mom or dad. They're uncomfortable. They're not sure about this. Well, I'm here to say, if you're a protective parent, you know your kids better than anybody. And if you're protective, you don't want to be to the point you don't let your kids go out. That's why I would recommend group dating or chaperone. That's the best way. I mean, we got to change the way we look at dating, because of the date rape issue or dating violence, okay, I suggest group dating. If you're not sure, you never could be too safe, go chaperone them. I mean, I know it sounds really ridiculous, but your kids might be like, you have to like duck and hide for a little bit. You might have to disappear for a little bit, but you should chaperone. You should supervise. My boyfriend has, and I am pretty impressed how skilled he is. He does a pretty good job. He puts up with a lot, okay? But when you chaperone your kids, you're still better off, okay? If you're worried and that your kids don't want you chaperone, well, there's no such thing as just sitting in the parking lot waiting. You might look stupid, but you just go incognito. Whatever it takes, but this issue and topics like that, I can see why the algorithms right now are going off. And you got to be able to discern what that's about. And if you don't know that topic, we'll dig away at that topic real soon. But you can find us at YouTube at the Court of Public Opinion. And there are other topics we'll cover, topics like that. These are ripe, raw topics right now. So we're paying close attention to these things. And we're opening up to a lot of people about some of the things that are happening to a lot of people. It's not just me, but I'm just one of many people who are talking on topics. We've either lived it or went through it, or somebody like us has been through it. So we're sharing our experiences, not so much our opinions, but our experiences, so that we can reach out to that person. If you feel like you've been, you know, kind of out of the loop or not in the know, or you want to pay close attention to current events or things that are happening before school, I would just recommend all of you just kind of stay engaged. I hope you recognize that this is not just about opinions, it's about experience. People have lived through things, are sharing things, and I invite all of you into our chat wing for the after the show over at our YouTube channel, or you can find us at Vimeo or under Planet Radio here. I'm going to try to remember all this. Radio Outpost, sorry. Okay, but we do have a broadcast, a couple different channels, one at Vimeo, or you can find me at Twitter at the Moonlight Lounge. And I will be back on air, well, I'm hoping. I'll be back on air Sunday night for sure, because we have a show called The Moonlight Lounge. And that's pretty much it. But as a wrap-up, I just want to do a summary of this topic. What we did is we added personal experience. We added some examples just to legitimize how important it is to talk about things like this. I also recognize that it's an emotional topic. So, you know, that's why I provide the chat wing, so people can talk about it. Maybe you've been through something like that. That's why I want to open up chat wing, and I always try to keep that available to anybody. So if you're looking for it, chatwing.com, the Court of Public Opinion. I invite anybody. I might always be there, but if there's a moderator or somebody who would like to help moderate, please email me at moonlightingwgiv@gmail.com. Thank you again, and have a great day.